Today in Philadelphia, Mississippi, a jury heard opening statements in a 1964 triple murder case. 80-year-old Edgar Ray Gillen is on trial for the murders of James Chaney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Schwerner. They were registering black voters in the area when they were killed. Among those in the courtroom today was Jerry Mitchell, reporter for the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi. And Jerry, how did the prosecution and the defense lay out their case today?
Well, the prosecution basically set out their case and the involvement of Edgar Ray Gillen in the Klan conspiracy to kill the three civil rights workers, and also kind of told a little bit about them and their work in coming to register voters. And then the defense basically conceded that Mr. Gillen was in the Klan, which was kind of an interesting admission by the defense, and that he may have even played a role, but he certainly wasn't the top dog. He wasn't the person who organized it or authorized it.
These young men were killed back in 1964. This was Freedom Summer. Remind us of what happened, how they died.
They had gone to Neshoba County to investigate a church burning where they had been working to organize a freedom school there. The Klan, in fact, days earlier had burned it to the ground, beat a bunch of the members. And according to some of the testimony in the 67 trial, federal conspiracy trial, they had done that to try to lure Mickey Schwerner up there to kill him. And so on the way back, they were arrested by Deputy Cecil Price, put in jail, and meanwhile the Klan basically went into overdrive and organized it, including allegedly Mr. Gillen, to organize all these guys, take them from Meridian, Mississippi, drive up to Philadelphia, wait outside the jail, and then proceeded to chase them down after they were released from the jail after 10 o'clock, took them out to a remote location, and basically executed them there, which, by the way, where they did is only a few miles from where Mr. Gillen still lives today.
There was a trial in 1967, as you mentioned, on federal civil rights charges. This is, though, the first time the state of Mississippi has brought murder charges in this crime. How will that earlier trial figure into this case?
It actually will play a major role because at least half the testimony will probably be transcript testimony, people who were testified in the 67 trial but have since died.
And who will be called as witnesses in this case?
The first witness that the prosecution said they are going to call is Mickey Schwerner's widow, Rita Bender. And then, of course, they may call any or some of the suspects in the 64 killings as possible witnesses as well.
In court today to hear opening statements here, who came? Who was there?
There were some people here from the community, and then there were obviously the families. Rita Bender sat with her husband, Bill Bender, on the front row, and also sitting with them was Ben Chaney, the brother of James Chaney, who was also killed.
Jerry, has there been an indication of how long this trial might last?
The prosecution has said they anticipate taking 3 to 4 days. Then the defense, they have said 1 day with the potential of it being longer because they have threatened to possibly read all the transcript from the 67 trial. That was an 11-day trial. Then it'll go to the jury.
And for people in this community, in Philadelphia, Mississippi, what's the public reaction to the fact that this trial is now happening some 40 years after the crime?
Well, I think there's a certain amount of sense of relief, the fact that it's going forward now and it's going to be dealt with. I think that that's even for people who perhaps didn't want there to be a trial. I think they're wanting it to get over with.
Jerry Mitchell is a reporter for the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi. Mr. Mitchell, thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you.